The gig economy has changed the world of work. Lots of flexibility, sure, but way less certainty when it comes to job security and retirement savings. What should employees know about their rights when it comes to the workplace? In particular, millennials who are living this reality more so than any other generation before them. Natalie MacDonald is co-founder and managing partner Toronto for Rudner MacDonald LLP. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
This is increasingly important as more and more people work on contract. Just as one example, I read through your list of examples of issues that employees might face. And I was like, whoa, there's a lot of stuff here. By way of context, what should employees know about the environment, the job market from a legal perspective today?
Okay, well, there are a lot of things that employees need to know. Specifically, one of the greatest myths in employment law today is the myth of the contract, and that's the fixed term contract. So many employers think they're protected if they have a fixed term contract and they have a worker assigned to that contract, and the worker works through the six-month contract. And then if they work a day over, they think they're still protected by what is in the contract. And that's not the case at all, because the employee becomes an employee of the common law and therefore is entitled to all the rights and entitlements that a common law employee would be entitled to.
What would be some examples of those rights? Is it things like severance?
Absolutely, Bruce. You hit it right on the head, because, of course, that's when we see the most employees at the messy part of the employment relationship, which is termination of employment. So severance packages are one thing. Often, it's the classification of the worker, and an employer tries to classify a worker in one way or the other, and they find out at the end that whatever way they've tried to classify is not sufficient to rebut the common law notice period that an employee would be entitled to.
You find another one. Part-time employees have all the same rights and protections as a full-time employee, mm-hmm. including overtime pay and statutory holidays. How often is this not followed? Is that a real issue out there?
Well, I think one of the issues now is that, as we know, the millennials are really the casualties in this workplace revolution. And so they're being given temporary jobs. They're being given, you know, contract positions and part-time work. And I think some employers may feel that they don't have to follow the same rules as they would for a permanent full-time employee. And that's not the case at all. So I see that these are problems that are developing. And of course, right now, the Ontario government is trying to bring in legislation to change that under Changing Workplace Review, which is a report that's being done on the nature of work in 2017.
I want to get to that in detail in a second.
Certainly.
But before I do, what's your recourse as an employee? Because the services, you don't work for free. You have a mortgage.
That's right.
The services an employment lawyer aren't easy to afford if you're a barista, you know, just trying to pay off your student debt. What's a millennial to do if they believe their employer's in breach?
Well, a millennial has a number of options. First of all, and I'm going to list the cost-free options at the moment. Mm-hmm. So you can go to the Ministry of Labor and pursue rights there, and that would be something that, you know, you wouldn't be charged for. However, if you believe that there's additional issues that have arisen through your relationship with the organization, and you feel that perhaps there's human rights issues, discriminatory issues, issues of workplace harassment, then you really do want to review that with an employment lawyer. And it's important that you do so. And then you can judge to see whether or not you wish to retain, or the employment lawyer tells you you even have a case.
How do you guide people? Let's say it's not a prospective client, but the daughter of your neighbor who happens to be dealing with this kind of situation, and she's 25 or 26. I'm making this up as an archetype. How do you help that young person decide what's worth pursuing and what isn't? Because there's the monetary element, there's the stress and time, and then also I think there's a real risk that they might be branded as a troublemaker or entitled, or all those kinds of qualitative risks that are some are real and some are concerns that they would have in their mind.
I think, Bruce, you raise a great point, and I have to say the answer to that is education. I think that millennials need to become very educated about what their rights are in the workplace, how they can enforce them, I think they have to they have to take it upon themselves to educate themselves, but also we too as a society have to assist in that, and we have to allow them the ability to understand that they need to be treated fairly and reasonably in the workplace.
You mentioned the changes that may soon come in Ontario, and we're a national show, but we'll use that as an example. Where has the law not caught up on the new reality of work?
And that's a terrific, terrific question. The Employment Standards Act in Ontario was, I think, the last changes took place in 1990. So we're now in 2017.
That was before the internet. That was actually before the internet, or at least common use of the internet. Maybe an academic at MIT was playing Tetris with his buddy, but everybody else, no one else had it.
That's absolutely true. And so I think in its infinite wisdom, the Ontario Liberal government has decided to take a look at what is going on in the workplace and the nature of how the workplace has changed. The reforms that they are proposing are sweeping reforms, and I don't believe any have been introduced before Harris, I think. I think Harris was the last premier who introduced the reforms. But they need to, because we need to respond to the changing workplace. What we have is we have a workplace that is increasingly becoming a workplace that is almost becoming a welfare state. And I think what you've got is you've got a three-pronged cyclical effect on the basis of assigning millennials temporary jobs. You've got it being bad for the economy, because, of course, if you don't have permanent employment, you don't spend money on the economy. It's bad for the morale of the worker because you're living from paycheck to paycheck, not knowing whether you have benefits or not. And it's bad for the social sphere because you have many millennials who are actually living with their parents now and obviously not socializing, not spending money on restaurants. So obviously that trickles right back up to the economy. So if we're not spending on housing and rent and all the things that we need to keep our economy robust, we have a major problem on our hands.
And I am on the same page on that front, because I have a great concern about this generation and how they're going to be best able to get and keep a handle on their money in the absence of the continuity of income stream. That said, can the government really do anything about that?
Yes. And I think, the government is proposing things like increasing the minimum wage, increasing, minimum vacation that is an entitlement of an employee. They're trying to ensure that, employers are mandated to provide sick days to employees. They want to ensure that there's protection for independent contractors, because there's lots of exemptions in Ontario Employment Standards Act 2000 legislation, which provides for the basic bare minimums. But there's all these exemptions. Certain workers are not covered under certain parts of the act. So I think the Liberal government is looking at that, mandatory that everybody is entitled to at least a minimum protection.
Right. Well, it is a cliche to say, but I'm saying it anyway, know your rights. And that's some research that people need to do. Natalie, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. It was great to be here, Bruce.
Natalie MacDonald, managing partner at Rudyard MacDonald LLP.